clean water, wilderness.
A little girl picks up a spiral shell, holds it to her ear, and hears the ocean swell. From a thousand miles, she feels it in her veins, like an ancient call to return again to the sea. A little boy catches a firefly, cups it in his palms, tries not to let it die. When its light grows dim, he feels a vacant space, as though a part of him had taken its place. Ordinary miracles, so connected to this world, such a part of all that is, ever drawn into the pull of her tides, the song of her seas, the pulse of her rain, the movement of the wind through the trees. Ordinary miracles. And like the seasons, we must change, die to the old and be born again, till ashes to ashes, dust to dust, we return to the earth as we must, as we must. Ordinary miracles, so connected to this world, such a part of all that is, ever drawn into the pull of her tides, the song of her seas, the pulse of her rain, the movement of the wind through the trees. Ordinary miracles.
Welcome to Reminisce Radio Nashville. This is Drew, and you are tuned in to 103.7 or 107.1 WRFN LP Pasco. And we're coming to you live all the way from Jelly Bean Mountain. Today in Studio A, we have a very special guest. going to tell you more about her in just a few minutes. First, I need to let you know that this portion of today's programming is brought to you by Tennessee Prompters, the region's largest full-service teleprompter provider with nearly 3 decades' experience, offering an extensive inventory of services from convention speeches to video productions and beyond. Performance confidence begins with trusting who is putting the words in your mouth. TennesseePrompters.com. And here's the other announcement from Radio Free Nashville. Freaky 15th birthday. It's a hoppin' Halloween in April. That's right. Please put on your calendars Sunday, April 5th, 2020. From 6:30 to 9, it's going to be a big bash. We're going to be at the Yazoo Brewery for our big bash. If you have questions, just let us know. Just if you want to contact me, it's turtleradio@radiofreenashville.org. And now, because it is your lucky day, I'm going to let you know who is here in Studio A. It is none other than Susan Shan. Hello, Susan.
Hey, Drew.
Hey, and
how
I am.
You?
Oh, I am good. Thank you for leaning into that mic. Very nice. Would you lean in one more time? Hello?
I will. Hello, everybody.
Oh, nice. Nice voice. And ladies and gentlemen, that was also she you were listening to in the opening song of Ordinary Miracles off of her CD, right? Reckless Abandon. It was
correct.
Off of that CD.
Yes.
And was that your first CD or your millionth CD? Which?
Oh, my gosh. In the number category, that would be four.
Okay.
I think it's my fourth.
Your fourth CD. Is that strictly in Nashville or?
No, I did one. If I'm counting the one from New Jersey, that is four. But I've done three down here. Since
you have?
Here. Yes.
Interesting. Oh, very fun. So we were obviously chatting before the show even started. And it turns out there are a lot of things to talk about and where to start or where to start with one thing and move with another. Would you like to chat or do you have a song you'd like to perform and tell us about that?
Well, I'd love to do both.
Good.
As you were speaking, I was just thinking that I met you through the performing at senior centers, because I know that you do music therapy and I also go and perform at senior centers.
Right, yeah.
And I was thinking of that connection. That was pretty cool.
That's right. That's where we bumped into each other a couple of times now, actually.
Yeah.
So I guess I'll be seeing you again soon over there.
Probably so.
Probably so.
I would imagine so.
Wonderful.
I can play a song. And then, you know, anything you want to know, I am an open book. I have no secrets.
Easy. Well, also...
Maybe I have secrets.
Maybe we'll find some. We'll just dig some out. Before you do play that song, I do want to ask you about your songwriting, because everything on your CDs, is that right? They're all written by you.
Yeah, I know that's kind of unusual for Nashville. The typical thing down here is to co-write, and I have done some of that as well. I've really enjoyed doing that, because it takes you places you wouldn't go individually. Mm-hmm. But I tend to write solo quite a bit. You know, part of it is following my muse.
Sure.
And part of it is just time and
coordination,
scheduling. And I found that I can be a little more productive in general if I'm comfortable doing that.
You have figured out your pattern.
Yeah.
That works. Well, I'm impressed. Very often my CD compilations include covers of others.
Yeah.
And so I'm impressed these are all written by you as opposed to other songs, which are, it's great to do covers. I know many musicians who prefer, but very impressive. And everything I've heard so far, I really enjoy.
Thank you so much.
Sure. So this song you're about to do, you wrote.
This is a newer one. And it's just because it's new, it's been on my mind a lot lately, you know,
because
I've been kind of working on it. It's called Pain Into Poetry. And
nice.
And it's kind of an ode to music and how it can be a healing, you know, a means finding peace. And let me get in the right position here on my guitar.
Ladies and gentlemen, obviously it's radio, so you can't see. Her capo matches her guitar. This is a first for me. I didn't know that
wasn't
was an
actually
option.
Planned, but you know, it works out nicely. Oh, but I didn't wear an outfit to match my capo.
Well, you know, it's a good blend, though. I was actually, it's complimentary. It's a very,
okay.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah, it'll work. The browns
or
and
we
the
could
red
lie.
Hues,
I'm knowing, you know, it's radio.
That's right.
Matches
I match
beautifully.
Perfectly. Thank you. Okay, so I'll give this a whirl. It's called Pain Into Poetry. Can you hear that okay?
Nice.
I'm not some tender young thing with stars in her eyes. I've learned to be strong and I've learned to be wise. I'll speak my truth, got no time for lies. That's the way it's gotta be. You can walk beside me, you can call me a friend. But don't imagine I'll be back this way again. I'm bound to keep on moving till I reach the end. I let the music carry me. I'll see beyond the sorrow, find healing from the hurt. Turning pain into poetry and wounds into words. I'll let go the anger that once caged this restless bird. Turning pain into poetry and wounds into words. Pain into poetry and wounds into words. Everybody's got their heartaches and their stories to tell. You don't know what I've been through, and it's probably just as well. 'Cause for every tear I cried, 1,000 more from someone else. And so it goes forevermore. I'm thankful for the laughter, it helps to keep me sane. The sunlight in the morning, the rhythm of the rain, the spark and the mystery and the love that remains. It's what I'm living for. I'll see beyond the sorrow, find healing from the hurt. Turning pain into poetry and wounds into words. I'll let go the anger that once caged this restless bird. Turning pain into poetry and wounds into words. Pain into poetry and wounds into some say music can save your life. Yeah, I know that it saved mine. And when I feel like giving up sometimes, I make a little poetry and rhyme. I'll see beyond the sorrow, find healing from the hurt. Turning pain into poetry and wounds into words. I'll let go the anger that once caged this restless bird. Turning pain into poetry and wounds into words. Pain into poetry and wounds into words.
Susan Shan right here, Radio Free Nashville. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's beautiful. So if anybody wanted to get a CD, I made a little list. Is this correct? Yeah. They could just go to CD Baby or Amazon or iTunes or Google Play or Spotify or Pandora to get a song.
SusanShan.com.
And SusanShan.com is your best way. And just in case, Shan is S-H-A-N-N.
Right.
On the back. Just looking at the name, Susan Shan altogether. I love all the S's and N's and A's. It's a very consistent name. Yeah. So just in case, ladies and gentlemen, that is Susan, S-U-S-A-N, Shan, SHANN.com. Yes. And not only will you get your information, you'll be able to get in contact with her and find out where she's playing, which is this right? You've got something coming up in a couple of days?
I do. I've got something tomorrow at, no, I'm sorry, at Thursday it is. I keep thinking it's Wednesday.
It's been that kind of winter.
I know.
What day is this?
Yeah. I know. I have to think when I wake up in the morning. Anyway, Thursday evening, I'm going to be at the Old School, which is a farm-to-table restaurant out by where I live. I live out in the Bells Bend vicinity, and Old School Nashville is on Hydesbury Pike. Old Hydesbury Pike, sorry.
Yeah, okay.
And they grow a certain amount of their own food. They also contract with some local farms. And within, I think, an 80 to 100 mile radius, they get food from some other farms. The food's wonderful. And there's going to be a writer's night there tomorrow night. It was put together by my friend Sarah Trenzo. She's a young girl from that area, a very talented songwriter as well. So there's basically rounds of songwriters from 7 to 11. There's, I think, a four-person round at 7, at 8, at 9. I'm on the one at 9.
Okay.
And but, of course, come out for the whole show.
Right. Do folks need to make reservations?
It's not a bad idea, especially if they want to have dinner.
Yeah.
You can come and sit in the bar without a reservation for sure. But if people want to have dinner, they probably should, yeah.
Well, I'm behind. I need to learn about the Old School and farm to table. I really admire that concept and also enjoy that concept.
Absolutely.
So again, ladies and gentlemen, that's out in Bells Bend on Old Hydes. Did you say?
Ferry Pike. Correct.
Thank you. Let's see. It's called the Old School Nashville.
Yep.
And you're going to be on at 9, but it'll be Writer's Circle the whole evening beginning
from
at 7.
From 7 to 11, yeah.
Super.
Yeah.
Ladies, y'all got to do that.
It's going to be fun.
It
Thursday.
Should be. It sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Yep. Just 2 days. Better check it out right away.
That's right. Be there or be
square.
Perpendicular.
Or perpendicular. There
or
you
something.
Go.
Octagonal.
Sure. There's so many shapes to choose from. Be whatever you like. But, star shape. Because there. So back to the song you just wrote. That was powerful. I'm thinking.
Thank you.
It ought to be. There's so many websites and pages now for music therapists and folks that are familiar with that could use that. That was really lovely. Do you have a specific connection with, beginning of that song, why you wrote the song?
Yeah, it just, like a lot of the songs I tend to write, they're not all autobiographical, but they're certainly things I relate to or identify with. And paying into poetry, the idea that you can use music as most songwriters know, when you're down, when you're feeling kind of lost or whatever's going on in your life that you just feel like you want to bring yourself up, writing in that creative process for me is absolutely a way to do it. And also just listening to amazing artists. I mean, how many times have I sat down with CDs that I love and, you just feel as though that artist is speaking directly to you. They're going right into your heart and soul.
How did they know that?
Yeah. How did they know that about my life? Oh my God. And it is, it's the universal language. So pain into poetry, wounds into words, take whatever it is that's frustrating you or hurting you and turn it into something beautiful that you can share with other people, because then it becomes empowering instead of the pain, then gets transmuted into something beautiful instead of being debilitating. You got to get it out somehow.
Completely agree with that concept. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Then acting on it, making that happen. And you have figured out your way to do that. That's really delightful.
Writing. And it just, it helps center me and make me feel like maybe I'm not crazy after all. Or maybe I am, but who cares?
But it's working for you.
Yeah.
So is your writing style, you explained some earlier how it's more of a solo style. It's that way, it's much easier to schedule as well as your own energy and creative mojo going on. What was I going to ask with that question? My goodness. So as you write, there you go. I came back to it. Thank you for being there with me. Do you have, speaking of schedule, do you sort of create a schedule as you go, or it's when it hits you, you're just going to move with it, or it's a combination, or it's Tuesday, therefore I must get this much on paper, or
what you just described would be the ideal scenario, and that is typically what I don't do and should do.
Oh well.
It's only recently I have cleaned houses for a living down here in Nashville for a long time. I used to teach. I digress for a moment, but I'm coming back to your question.
Digression is my favorite part of the show.
Really. Originally from New Jersey, and I taught music up there.
Yes.
And when I moved down here, I decided I wanted to keep my schedule flexible rather than join the school system here.
Right.
I decided to do sort of a independent business. So
exactly.
I started house cleaning, And I formed a lot of good relationships. I've had clients for many years. I've just recently cut my schedule back to make more time for writing, because always before it was just fit it in wherever you can.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
And it sometimes felt like just juggling a lot. And it would be frustrating because I often would have an idea for a song but not have time to get back to it. So now I actually have some days. You know, I'm starting to cut back the cleaning. And just make that time.
It's a hard business to take on, but keep going.
It is. Sorry. And, you know, it's not income producing, but it's so rewarding in so many other ways. It'll keep me away from having to pay for therapists.
Well,
right? So there's that.
There's that.
You know, mental health, that's always a good thing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I just sit down when I can. I get a lot of dream songs, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, please tell me, because that I find that intriguing. Go ahead, please tell me.
I have had a lot of mornings where I wake up and I've either got a full download of an idea, you know.
Wow.
Depending on how fleshed out it is, you know, I may just get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and write something out completely and actually, you know, work it. Sometimes I'll work it out on the piano. I have a little electronic piano in my office. You know, and I can play. I wouldn't perform on piano, but my theory is good. So I can I can get the chord progression if I need to. I can work out the melody.
Very good.
And go back to bed instead and wake up in the morning and see what I have.
Bed? That's amazing. Okay.
Or sometimes, you know, I'll get my cup of coffee and, you know, get up and go about my morning and then sit down. And usually it's something, though, you want to capture it right away. So I'll try to type out the lyric or get something down that I can come back to later.
Good. I'm so glad to hear that you have figured out a way to keep the nighttime messages or whatever those dreams down. I don't think I ever do that anymore, but it seems like in my 20s or whatever, I could make that connection. And then if I didn't write it down, it was gone forever.
Yeah.
But if I did write it down, I'd be awake and was not very functional the next day.
Right.
Or it was more challenging anyway to, you know, figure it out. So it became a consistent thing for you. I think there might be quite a few people on the planet who could be more focused on that and allow that to, or at least maybe it's even the pathways in the brain that are getting stronger, those specific pathways that you've built.
Well,
on.
It's interesting. You know, for a period of time, I studied The Artist's Way. Julia Cameron. Julia Cameron.
Yes.
And it's been some years, but I remember I followed that exercise routine of getting up and doing sort of the flow of consciousness writing.
Yeah, 3 pages,
yeah. And three was sometimes tough, and sometimes it just flowed out of you so fast you couldn't keep up. And then I stopped for a long time. I would not say that I get dream songs all the time. That's not a frequent occurrence, but when it is, it's like a, you know, you're just like, well, thanks. You know, you're just kind of like, thanks, universe. That was pretty easy.
I'm good with this.
I'm good with this. Yeah, it didn't require any rewrites or maybe it does and I just don't know it. But often, you know, it's just if something is really heavy on my mind, or it doesn't have to be something that's sad or heavy. If something is just really pressing on my mind, I feel like going to the guitar, going to the piano and trying to turn that into a song is the best way for me to process
wonderful.
Information. Yeah.
I like it a lot. I am torn. I just glanced at the time, and I could have this entire time be just talking about what you do, or I could ask you to sing the entire time. I'm really to divvy it up.
Yeah.
And especially for folks that heard you singing earlier, including me, I do want to hear some more songs too.
Oh, definitely.
Do you have another one in mind to sing for us and tell us what it's going to be?
I have, I should have prepared like a bunch of songs I knew I wanted to play. I have a ton. I know that you're going to play one for my CD later, so I won't perform that one.
Okay.
Let's see. How about Impossible Beauty? That's kind of an upbeat.
Ooh,
that's
what's
kind of
the story of this one?
Well, it's a waltz, so I could play something more up-tempo.
No, I'm just imagining listeners are going to be, keep driving safely, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right.
1, 2, 3. Oh,
So this has a very small backstory. I went to Folk Alliance International in 2017, and there's an incredible amount of talent at these Folk Alliance conferences, yes. You know, the regionals as well as the national and international, I should say. And I walked into one of the showcase rooms, and there were these three gentlemen that were leaning into a microphone and singing a bluegrass song and, you know, playing Ooh. Their acoustic instruments. Mm-hmm. And it just, the harmony was so beautiful. It gave me goosebumps. Yeah, it brought me to tears. And it wasn't till I was driving home that I started writing the song, but I thought about, you know, it was just one of those moments where you feel like kind of the veil parts, you know, and, wow. and you touch a little bit of, you glimpse heaven just for a minute.
Exactly.
And it can happen through music. It can happen through love, you know, in right. being in love or some special relationship. Or just, for me, it can happen in community. When I'm with people that I just, they're like my chosen family here on this plane of existence. And, you know, and so I call the song Impossible Beauty. It's not specifically about those guys singing, but that was kind of what triggered the thought
beautiful.
That it's just impossibly beautiful and I have to write about it, you know. So
I'm getting that, the hairs are going up on the back of my arm.
And you haven't even heard the song yet.
I know, but I'm already so ready for this.
You know what I'm talking about.
Totally.
Okay, let me go ahead and play this. It goes like this. Go through our days in a dull, sterile haze of punch lists and deadlines. Then it's home from the Cold War. Turn the keys in the front door. Honey, pour me some red wine. But in spite of the routines, the same old familiar scenes, there's something that breaks through and catches me unaware. And just like a whispered prayer, all the light when the day is new. Impossible beauty, limitless love, intangible sweetness, the kind that dreams are made of, a glimpse of perfection in an imperfect place. Impossible beauty, true state of grace. Well, it might be an old song, a call from a dear one that makes me remember. Maybe your soft kiss, gentle upon my lips, when we're lying together. Then boundaries melt away, time stops and all else fades, caught in the rapture of a feeling words can't express, but just like your warm caress, it lingers long after it's through. Impossible beauty, limitless love, intangible sweetness, the kind that dreams are made of, a glimpse of perfection in an imperfect place. Impossible beauty, limitless love, a true state of grace. Impossible beauty, limitless love, a true state of
Wow, that is Susan Shan right here on Radio Free Nashville. And if you want to get her CD, find out more about her, find out about the performance this coming Thursday, it's just go to SusanShan.com, and that is Susan, S-U-S-A-N, Shan, S-H-A-N-N.com. Wow, that was really lovely.
Thank you so much.
And it is indeed a waltz. I found myself swaying with that. And just really, really nice. It's a really nice love song. I love that you heard harmony and that just opened up that whole path for a whole picture of love song. It was really, really nice. Very fun.
You.
Oh, what are you going to do at the writer's circle? You're going to have to, you have to choose... What, three, four, eight? I don't know how many songs.
Probably four. There's four raters on each round, and they go for an hour. Well, you know, it's going to be a little less because, of course, we have to switch rounds. So, so let's say it's 50 minutes and four raters. I'm thinking probably just three songs. There's a lot of really great writers on these rounds, some of whom I know, many of whom I do not. So I'm really looking forward to hearing them.
Interesting. Okay.
But, yeah, it's always hard to choose.
Well,
you just kind of feel it out. You think, okay, what's the mood? What are people, you know?
Okay.
Or if the person before me did a ballad, maybe I do an up-tempo just to kind
of
keep
course.
Balance, you know.
Yeah, if you were planning on something and then somebody does something similar, I can see. So so are you going to make yourself a list of 8 to 12 and then?
I may just go with the flow, just be spontaneous
really?
Wow. I am today. I just figured, you know, like to be in the moment.
Well, I love that. I love that idea.
Yeah.
At the same time, anyone who's visited me in the studio, y'all know I keep CDs handy. So while we're in the moment, if we feel like, you know what, I want to skip this moment, we can always play something.
Right.
But you are not going to have that opportunity. You're going to be in the moment without question.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the most you could do, so I just don't want to do it, you know, get your neighbor songwriter to... Pitch in, but boy, you all right? Good for you.
Yeah,
you're a brave woman. Very.
Why not? I like to think so.
Well, I sure think so. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
All right. So, for the next song, would you like to play another or tell us more a chapter of your?
Oh, let's see.
Story?
Okay. You know, I'll tell you a little bit of my backstory.
Please
that seems
do.
Appropriate. I've been down in Nashville for, and I say down because I'm originally from New Jersey.
Right,
so
very up there, north.
I'm a northerner. I'm a Yankee.
Yeah, did it take long to get rid of the accent, or you just can visit it occasionally? Or?
I laugh about it because I say, if you really want to hear my Jersey accent, piss me off.
Really? Okay,
I will not elaborate.
That.
Okay, but
fair
enough. I'll just leave it there. But, actually, I don't know that I ever, it's funny because people will say, oh, yeah, you're from Jersey. You know, they try to, and I'm like, gee, you know, I don't actually talk like that. I don't know anybody that does.
No.
Although
TV
have,
maybe.
Yeah. I mean, there's kind of this stereotype and I'm very familiar with it. Actually, I do have some friends that kind of talk like that. More from East, more from like New York, but I've been down here a long time. Yeah. So, and I've never really spoken with a particular accent of any kind. But I moved down here. I was teaching up in New Jersey, and I decided that I wanted to pursue songwriting full time.
Right.
I came down to Nashville. I kind of quickly discovered that I wasn't necessarily going to be a commercial country songwriter because it just wasn't speaking to me in the way that other things were. And I found myself getting involved with like sort of activism and the environmental movement here.
Yeah.
And sort of the progressive scene in Nashville.
You've created a few things too.
Yeah.
Right? Didn't I read something about the transition Nashville or?
Yeah.
And
that
Earth
was
Revolution?
For quite a while. Earth Revolution was a show. Transition Nashville was based on the transition movement, which is something that was originally created by Rob Hopkins, a permaculture teacher from the UK. And he was working with some students in Ireland, and they were studying peak oil and the fact that we were using up our oil reserves and that, you know, we were kind of running out of a means of providing energy, you know, other than renewables, which is the way to go and probably what we should have been doing for decades now. But the oil industry is powerful. And so they've held sway with our politicians for many years. And so it's been a struggle for our country and all the countries. And so now we're experiencing massive climate change. You know, so anyway, the transition movement came out of the realization that if we did not begin to transition to a different lifestyle,
oh, that's the title.
And local, mm-hmm. yeah, local resources and utilize and stop, you know, just sending things across the world and
right.
and using so much energy for so many things that we don't necessarily need, that we were going to begin to run into serious problems. And that's a separate issue from climate change, which, as we know, is huge. But and we're there now, you know, we're seeing it with the fracking and, you know, just all the extreme extraction methods that are being used that are damaging the planet and harming, you know, poisoning waters and
exactly.
aquifers. It's just, so it's a challenging time for us.
It
as
is.
A
We've
species.
Got a lot to do. Yeah. I need to see
we got a lot of work.
We got a lot of work to
us.
Do. Yeah.
Anyway, I did. I found a transition, and then during around the same time, or actually just prior to transition, I did Earth Revolution, which was a local access cable show, and I would interview leaders of nonprofits and NGOs and lobbyists for like conservation voters. You know,
sure.
entrepreneurs that were starting green businesses.
Oh,
and
that's really exciting.
It was so fun. I would do it again in a heartbeat, but I kind of almost need to lead a double life.
Yeah.
Because I so want to do it again. And I have a YouTube channel, and I just was like, you know, I don't know. I got to focus on, you know, a friend of mine uses the expression one butt, one horse.
Actually, I've never heard that expression, but I get it. Yeah, that would be lovely. Or
you know,
I have this fantasy about like a personal secretary. I mean, I know it's not going to happen, but
right.
wow, wouldn't somebody that be dreamy to organize or make those phone calls? Or
just
I wish
find
that
a way
I wish
to
that
do...
for you.
I know,
because I want to see that show,
and
hear about those green businesses. That's really cool.
I know, I'm at this point. I'm not going to say I've given up on doing the show, but I've kind of come to the realization that. You do sort of have to focus on one thing, and it's
yeah.
challenging enough to find time for the music and to write and to be my own booking agent and to, you know,
Absolutely.
The do-it-yourself musician age is upon us, and you've got to learn how to work social media, and you've got to learn how, you know, and it's like,
Yes, it is.
It's
yes,
challenging,
it is.
So...
yeah.
I think if I focus on that, and I write a lot of songs about environmental issues, too, so that is another way to kind of tap into that aspect of my life
Absolutely.
Without totally focusing on something else.
I really like that idea.
Yeah.
I'm also intrigued because I know there are folks on the planet who, depending on maybe they have blinders on or maybe they just don't want to, they're concerned they're going to hear angry things. I'm thinking, not you, but I'm thinking of specific situations
sure.
where I hear.
Yeah.
And I respect that. There are a lot of feelings. Sure.
Oh, yeah.
However, I imagine, and I could be wrong, but I imagine that if somebody knew, you know what, I'm going to listen to this song, they might accidentally get information, or they know it's a safe way to get information without taking on someone's emotions, so to speak. I mean,
they
may or may not. Of course, we can put a lot of emotions into songs. We've talked about that earlier,
yeah.
just this hour. But I really like the idea of you not only expressing yourself, about
yeah.
the climate and about the transition and just education on the whole best for our home.
Right, right.
But I think a lot more people could be reached too in that way. You know, as long as I play it and other folks get it and play it and get
well,
it out
and,
there.
You know, and it's certainly not about proselytizing or preaching. It's not about telling people what
point.
They should do or sitting in judgment. I mean, have I written songs that were written out of...
Wish.
Indignation
yeah.
or
yeah.
dare I say anger, I probably have,
Don't
but
throw your
mostly,
trash in my water.
You know, because I write a lot of spiritual songs too. And for
yeah.
me, I'm not a religious person, but I am, I feel like I'm a spiritual seeker.
Yep.
And I feel very deeply that we are connected to the earth, that we are part of creation, and that we are connected to each other. And so for me, the whole motivation to write those songs, in addition to just fun songs or love songs, you know,
sure.
other songs, comes out of love. It comes out of passion. It comes out of...
Oh, I love hearing that.
It's the greatest gift you can give is to pour your heart and soul into something you believe in. Communication, whether it's through songs or through other art forms, you know, it's a gift to all of us, you know, and I've received that gift from so many artists and of visual arts as well as, you know, musical
yeah,
arts and,
right.
and dance. You know, you could name so many different ways that people express. But why do we do what we do? We do it because we're alive and life is a celebration. And, you know, there's young people on this planet today that are really concerned, and they have a right to be. And they're looking to us. They're looking to their parents in the older generation saying, what choices have you made and what legacy are you leaving for us? And to me, that's, if you love your children, and again, I don't want to sound like I'm preaching, but we must confront the things that we're dealing with in order to find some way forward, healing a world that works for everyone. That's what I believe.
I agree completely. You know. And the way you say it, doing this out of love, that...
It's always out of love.
Yeah, and people can connect with that. And,
yeah.
Well, right, we're going to do...
Amen.
The right thing, and out of like, yeah, amen. All right, well,
so to speak.
So, and the next song is, do you have a song in mind that this segues into, or total change of subject, or?
Well, let's see.
There's no wrong answer.
Because you were going to play at the, I know you were going to play the last two on the CD, which is what, Final
That's my
Word?
Plan. Yeah.
So I won't, but I could play Praise on Heaven, the one about Bristol Bay, Alaska.
Oh,
since we're
talking about
environmental
Actually,
songs.
I have a little note, but I, you know, my writing is just so far away now, I can't read it. Yes, I want you to do that, please.
Okay.
So tell us, before you do the song, though, tell me a little bit more about Bristol Bay, Alaska. Alaska, I can't even say right now, because I'm also wanting to tell listeners, this is Susan Shann you've been listening to, SusanShann.com, because you're going to want to check out where she's performing in 2 days, and also... how to get her CD and her music and what she's up to, because it's always something good. All right, you.
Thank
Susan,
you so much.
Please.
Praise on Heaven. Okay. I went to SERFA, which stands for Southeast Regional Folk Alliance. This was different from the Folk Alliance International Conference I attended that I was telling you about.
Okay.
So I guess SERFA's, you know, the Folk Alliance has been the inspiration for a few songs. Anyway, and I joined a group called Musicians United to Protect Bristol Bay, and it was founded by Cy Khan, who is a well-known activist for many, many years. Cy is just an incredible person, and he encouraged me to join, and they spread the message of what's happening in Bristol Bay through music. So, you know, there at one point were several mining companies, and now I don't know, I think there may just be one, Northern Dynasty. And they were trying to get protections lifted on the Bristol Bay, Alaska area, which is very pristine and it's ecologically sensitive and it's home. It's a spawning ground for a huge amount of the world's salmon. I've heard as much as 40% of the world's salmon go to the region of Bristol Bay to spawn, and then they go back out to the ocean. So it's not, you know, of course it's about Bristol Bay. It's also about the livelihoods of many, many people. You know, fishermen and just, you know, we use salmon as part of our diet, but also just, you know, it's part of the ecological system there. And so when Obama was president, you know, there were protections on that area. And since that time, you know, there's been the threat of those protections being completely lifted, and I think Northern Dynasty is actually trying to, or is in some aspect of going through a permitting process to mine there, which is a really bad idea, because it could damage this area permanently. So it would not only affect salmon populations, it would affect many, many people there and throughout the world. So this song is about that, and it's just kind of about, remember Joni Mitchell had, you know, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? This is kind of the same idea, that you can't put a price on heaven, you know, so it's called Price on Heaven. It goes like this.
Along the shores of Bristol Bay, in the land of the midnight sun, an eagle soars, caribou graze, and the mighty salmon run. It's a home, a church, a playground, feeds body and mind and soul. Tell me, why would anyone risk it all for the price of a pot of gold? You can't put a price on heaven, can't steal from God's own hand, 'cause his masterpiece is written in these waters and this land. Go on, talk about your prophet, go on, Bristol Bay is not for sale. No, it's not for sale. These are crazy times we live in, where money and power reign, where we sacrifice the real thing for material gain. But you can't buy back a mountain, or a forest, or a stream. You can't take out the poison from what was pure and running clean. You can't put a price on heaven, can't steal from God's own hand, and his masterpiece is written in these waters and this land. Go on, talk about your prophet, go on, try, but you're gonna fail. You can't put a price on heaven, Bristol Bay is not for sale, no. Yeah, we all love our children, I know this much is true. But our dream for their future comes down to what we do. To the seventh generation is the promise we must make. To leave things better than we found them, to give more than we take. And not put a price on heaven, not steal from God's own hand, 'cause his masterpiece is written in these waters and this land. Not bow to greed or profit, if we do, then we're gonna fail. You can't put a price on heaven, Bristol Bay is not for sale. No, it's not for sale.
Susan Shan, right here, Radio Free Nashville, Radio Reminisce Nashville. My goodness. Wow, Susan. So if you want to get in touch with her, which of course you do, it's susanshan.com, SusanShann.com. Oh, I love that. That's really, that's wonderful. Oh, thank you. Okay, I'm just going to babble on about the song. So we have essentially about five more minutes.
Okay.
And I'm wondering, because we're going to close today with two of the songs you wrote. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, she wrote everything on these CDs. And there are two CDs. And I looked, there's even a t-shirt that that goes
website,
with those.
Yeah, there's three
adorable
CDs on the website. And
three.
One,
oh, okay.
Not up there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there are three, ladies and gentlemen. The particular one, Reckless Abandon, is what we played in the beginning, Ordinary Miracles,
yes.
And Price of Heaven that you just did. Wonderful. An Impossible Beauty. I'm intrigued with Earth Mama. However,
I would love to play it, but I know we're out of time.
We're closing it. But we got 4 minutes. But so we were going to close with Stand Down, and then the final word is going to be Love. Would you like to say something about those two songs?
Absolutely. Stand Down was written, it's sort of a composite character study of a couple of people close to me or close to my family that I've known who served in Iraq, and actually one who served in Vietnam, older gentleman, friend of mine, and who, have shared some of that with me. And I understand how people can suffer from PTSD and some of the traumas of experiencing active combat.
Right.
And, so Stand Down is about the soldier that returns, but maybe doesn't get the help they need or can't really let go, doesn't find the healing for what they experienced
right.
over there, wherever over there was for them.
Right.
And in this particular story, this character takes their life. And I had a friend, I'll mm-hmm. just say a friend and acquaintance, who did that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty devastating. And it happens every day in this country, far too often. So Stand Down is devoted to that character, that right. person who most of us know yeah. or our lives have been touched by. Final Word is a song inspired by Martin Luther King. It was written in 2016 during the election, presidential election, uh-huh. You know, when things were getting a little tense and a little strange here.
Yeah.
And actually what finally motivated me to complete the song was when there was a shooting at a nightclub in Orlando, Florida called Pulse. It was a gay nightclub.
Right.
And
right. I remember
and
well.
The division and just the hatred and the judgment was really getting to me. So Final Word is based on a quote from Martin Luther King. It says, he said, "I refuse to accept the premise that mankind is so tragically bound to the starless midnight of racism and war. I believe that, I believe that unarmed truth and unconditional love will have the final word." And I have so many beautiful things that he said. That was just one. And so I thought it was an apt title for the song because I really believe that the final word is going to be love. That love will conquer.
I like that.
A lot.
I like that. You say you're not preaching, but if you were to, I might come hear you preach sometime because I'm really enjoying that. So, ladies and gentlemen, that is Susan Shann. Again, SusanShann.com. She is going to be performing just this coming Thursday, just in 2 days, and that will be at the Old School Nashville. Please look it up. Please get your space to be there. It's going to be Writer's Night. And Old School Nashville is a farm-to-table restaurant and bar.
Yeah.
It's quite the venue. I'm getting real intrigued with this. And let's see. Her CDs are available, along with a really groovy T-shirt. You can check that out if you want to get
cherry
in touch
red.
With me. And it is cherry red. It's very, very cool. Actually, the T-shirt, I think you could get it in blue with the car's cherry red. Anyway.
You might be able to.
I remember that. Yeah. So, if you want to get in touch with me, P.O. Box 41488, Nashville, Tennessee 37204, or Turtle Radio at RadioFreeNashville.org. Susan Shann, easy enough, SusanShann.com. And that is two N's in Shann, one N in Susan. What a great name. Let's see. I think that about covers most of our information.
Thank you so much for having me, Drew.
Oh, it has been such a pleasure. I got to get you on the calendar and get on your calendar if you're available.
Yes.
And ladies and gentlemen, these last two songs you probably remember already. Stand Down. I can't wait to hear it. Very powerful story for a lot of heroes, a lot of vets. And then the final word is going to be love. Wonderful.
Thank you.
He goes down to the local bar to hang out with his friends. But no matter how the evening starts, they know how it's gonna end. He'll wind up drunk in a fight, cursing those demons in his mind and swinging fists. He never used to be like this. Stand down, soldier. You've been fighting too long. 10 years back home, but the battle rages on. Time to let go of the pain, get your feet back on the ground. Stand down, soldier. Stand down. Some days he can find himself and leave that place behind. Then he slips into the shadows like a ghost from another time. Living in his private hell, seeing faces of the ones who fell and the ones he couldn't save. Man, they haunt him every day. Stand down, soldier. You've been 10 years back home, but the battle rages on. It's time to let go of the pain, get your feet back on the ground. the grieving families, and the faith that used to pull him through, now it's so far from reach. Took his life with a 45, left a note beside the bed. It said, I love you all, but I can't stop this war inside my head. I thought I was so brave and strong, but now I find I can't go on. Please forgive me if you can. I tried to be a good man. Stand down, soldier. You were fighting much too long. 10 years back home, now the battle's finally done. Opinions about the way things ought to be. So many cultures and religions, so many visions of what it means to be free. But we all live under the same sky and look upon the very same stars. I can't help but wonder why can't we accept each other just the way we are? We come from everywhere. We're all immigrant sons and daughters, children of the world, crossing land and sea and borders to form a more perfect union here. The quest of humanity, our common destiny. One nation, one people, one family on this earth. And as Dr. King once said, love will have the final word. The final word. Abe Lincoln signed the Emancipation. He restored a noble truth. Down or subjugated by a different set of rules. And black or white, straight or gay, Christian, Muslim, Jew, one truth is calling on us all to rise up, make this world a better place, like they did in East Berlin when they tore down the wall. We come from everywhere. We're all immigrants. And land and sea and borders to form a more perfect union here. The quest of humanity, our common destiny.